many countries have had notice, and because they've realized that this is serious, a number of them are trying to do something about it. The difficulty is handling that trade-off between trying to make sure that fewer people catch the virus and die of it, and trying to make sure that you don't damage people's livelihoods. And we've seen in India, for example, there was a very serious response that wasn't thought through well enough. So the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, suddenly announced that the whole country was locking down for 3 weeks, and he gave almost no notice. And he essentially shut down the sort of transport links between different parts of the country. And he hadn't thought about what that would mean for the very large number of migrant workers, people who come from the countryside of India to work in the cities. Now, if they're suddenly told you can't work anymore, which means you can't afford to eat and you can't pay your rent, their first reaction is going to be, we have to get back home. We have to get back to the village where there will be, you know, a family support network and you know, food that's been grown in the ground in the village that so that we can eat. And so they all tried to go back home at the same time. And the bus services and the rail services weren't working. And so you had enormous crowds of them in bus stations and railway stations trying to get home, but packed so tightly together that they were undoubtedly spreading the virus to each other. So you have to think through what the consequences are going to be of each policy that you announce. There's a number of things that you can do. I mean, you see in South Africa, for example, they've really ramped up testing. They're soon expecting to be able to test 30,000 people a day, up from, you know, well, obviously none before the virus was known about, which was not terribly long ago. And they've also tried to do a 21-day lockdown to slow the spread of the virus and try to contain it so that they can sort of use testing to identify clusters and deal with them. And in the hope that they won't have to shut the entire economy down for a long period of time. But, you know, it's very difficult because nobody's done this in practice in a poor country before. You know, South Africa's kind of middle income. And so what the consequences are going to be and how you can enforce these things is something that people are still gaming out. And unfortunately, we're seeing quite a lot of harshness from some of the governments and some of the security forces. I mean, even in South Africa, you've seen policemen just whipping people for being out in the streets and saying that this was necessary to. I'm not saying this is ordered right from the very top. I suspect it wasn't, but you know, people in the hierarchy thought that was a good idea. In Rwanda, the police have actually shot people for breaking social distancing rules, which is, you know, you can't keep the population under that kind of pressure. People are going to ultimately not obey the guidelines if you do that.